The media covering the Democratic convention this week have focused relentlessly on the alleged divide between Bernie Sanders supporters and presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. But is this Bernie or bust narrative as real or as relevant as your news feeds might be making it out to be? VPR's Peter Hirschfeld is in Philadelphia covering the convention for us, and he joins us on the line. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Al.
It's no secret political reporters love to glom onto these narrative stories, and this Bernie or bust thing has been no exception. You yourself, Peter, you've filed stories this week about the grievances of Sanders supporters struggling to get on board with Clinton. Why is this a story worth covering?
I'll be the first to admit that reporters, by and large, are on the lookout for conflict, and this particular conflict has been so visible at times that we get drawn to it like moths to a flame. But the Bernie or bust phenomenon, for lack of a better term, is a real thing, and it's a real thing for Vermont especially, since we have a disproportionate number of pro-Bernie people in our state's delegation to the National Convention. Several Vermonters were among the delegates who walked off the convention floor in protest Tuesday night after Hillary Clinton secured the nomination. And it's worth noting that card-carrying Democrats are using the convention stage to protest their party's presidential nominee. No matter which side of the aisle you're on, I think everybody can agree that the stakes in the 2016 election are high. And if it's a race decided on the margins in the end, as many of them are, then these pro-Bernie, anti-Hillary people's votes are going to matter. And it seems important to at least explore the reasons behind their disaffection and the extent to which they can be reconciled before the general election.
Okay, and we've seen the tape of people walking out of the convention hall, and we've heard the boos when Hillary Clinton's name is mentioned. But is this phenomenon really as big a deal as stories like yours might make it out to be? Or are we talking about just a few Sanders supporters who are making a lot of noise?
Honestly, that's a question I've been wrestling with since I got here. And where I fear stories like mine miss the mark is in framing the scale of the phenomenon. There's a Pew survey that came out earlier this week looking precisely at the pro-Bernie Sanders demographic, and it found that 90% of people who support Bernie Sanders now plan to vote for Hillary Clinton in November. I talked to a Vermont delegate named Arshad Hassan this morning. He's a Sanders supporter who's been in politics for years and will have little trouble voting for Hillary Clinton this fall. Here's what he had to say.
I think it sounds exciting to make it sound like there's this big divide and people are really upset. To be clear, there are emotions involved in this, but I don't think it is this bright line or this chasm.
I think in the media, we have a tendency to paint in black and white, and this happens to be a complex issue with a lot of nuance. There are a number of important policy decisions that are going to be involved with the so-called unification of the Democratic Party. And the Bernie or bust narrative, I'm sure, obscures in some ways the complexity of the real debate that's going on right now.
And given that, is this a narrative we're going to be stuck with for the rest of the general election? Or is this a convention week thing that's just going to go away when we all wake up on Friday morning?
It's always tough to predict the future, but my hunch is that the coming months are going to be much more about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump than Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. The wounds are still fresh for a lot of Sanders supporters, and their view on the race is still influenced by the sting of defeat. But as the lens widens and the choices between the major party candidates becomes more clear, then maybe the gap between Clinton and Sanders will start looking a lot less eye-catching than the one between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
VPR's political reporter Peter Hirschfeld talking to us from his hotel room in Philadelphia at the Democratic National Convention. Peter, thanks for your time.
Good to be with you, Al.
And Peter and Emily Elfin Johnson will be in Philadelphia for the rest of the week. You can follow their coverage at vpr.net. It's made possible by VPR's Journalism Fund.